This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Could you set the scene, if you will, for the public celebrations that returned this year?
Sure. Well, in the past 2 years since the war between Israel and Hamas began on October 7th, 2023, Palestinians in Bethlehem in solidarity have had no decorations. They did have the traditional midnight mass, but the streets were dark and the big giant Christmas tree that's in Manger Square was not decorated or lit up. And when I was there today, the streets were full of people, all the shops were open and the very large tree was there. I spoke to the mayor of Bethlehem, who called what's happening today a seed of hope. And I thought that was a nice way of putting it.
And it seems that the ceasefire is largely holding. Has that been your experience?
Well, it is holding. On the other hand, hundreds of Palestinians have still been killed since that ceasefire. So the ceasefire is now 2 months old, and in between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israel still controls about half of Gaza, and Hamas is making a lot of efforts to reestablish control over the second half, the western half, which is where most of the population lives. There's still the body of one Israeli hostage that hasn't come back, and there's a lot of question marks over the next phase of the ceasefire, which calls for Hamas to disarm and Israel to withdraw further, and whether or not that's really going to happen.
Well, in terms of who was there today, are they skeptical or are they feeling happy or hopeful for the future?
Well, I think a sort of a combination of both. You know, I went into one of the tourist shops there, and they said there's still no tourists. Tourists have not come back really since COVID. I mean, there was COVID and then the war, and they're really suffering and that the economy is very bad. My taxi driver was a Palestinian Christian man, probably in his 60s. He has 4 young adult kids. 3 of them live in Toronto. Only one still lives in Bethlehem. And he said that when young people finish college, there's simply no economic opportunities, no jobs. So there's been a big brain drain, especially of Christians, but also of Muslims. So I think it's kind of a mixed bag. People are happy that there's a ceasefire, that and that the situation in Gaza is slightly better than it was, but they still don't see any long-term improvement in their situation or in the Palestinian sort of national cause.
Well, this is still seems to be a very big day in terms of the importance of Bethlehem and Christmas. Could you explain that a little bit to our listeners?
Sure. Well, Bethlehem is, of course, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, and Manger Square is where it happened. And there have traditionally been Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, both religious and kind of national, personal. The streets are packed. There are right now choirs from different countries have come and are singing Christmas carols in the square. The Latin Patriarch, Father Pizzabella, will come to Bethlehem. And at midnight, there is the traditional Christmas mass. The streets are packed with people. There's this feeling that everybody is together in celebrating the place that Jesus was born.
All right, reporter Linda Gradstein from CBS, thank you so much for joining us. And we know that you traveled from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. And how was that journey for you today?
Oh, it was actually quite easy. The truth is that it's Palestinians from Bethlehem can't come to Jerusalem without a permit. There is a very large checkpoint between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. We kind of skirted the checkpoint by going through the town next to Bethlehem, which is also a traditionally Christian town, although today none of these towns have a Christian majority. So we left our car in Beit Jala, which is next to Bethlehem, and then took a taxi into Bethlehem and did the same thing on the way back. And it was really not difficult at all.
That's good to hear. All right, Linda Gradstein, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you. And happy holidays to you as well. Thank you.
Same to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.